Dolly the sheep, the first successfully cloned mammal, would have turned 20 years old this month. However, she had to be euthanized in 2003 after contracting a lung virus. But in a sense, Dolly lives because there's Daisy, Debbie, Denise, and Diana, some of the 13 sister clones from the same group of cells that Dolly came from. And it seems they're doing well. Joining us now with details is Sharon Begley. She's a senior science writer for STAT, our weekly partners on health and medicine. Sharon, good to have you back.
Thank you, Meghna.
So first of all, I mentioned that Dolly had to get euthanized in 2003 after contracting a lung virus, but she actually had some other health problems before they euthanized her. Remind us of that.
Right. So she was 6 years old when she was euthanized, but a year earlier, when she was only five, she developed arthritis in her knees. And when that happened, sheep age is about 8 years human age. So age 40 in human terms is what she would have been then, which is kind of young to develop arthritis. So there was a concern that something about the cloning process had accelerated aging. And that's what these scientists were trying to figure out in their new study.
Okay. So tell us about what they discovered then with these other cloned sheep. And also, just to be clear, they weren't born at the same time Dolly was, but they're from the same group of cells.
That's right. This is the same batch of cells, literally the same collection of cells that were taken from the female adult sheep that created Dolly 20 years ago. And the researchers in Scotland were using the cells to see if they could improve the efficiency of the cloning process. As it is now, you know, you transfer the DNA into the donor, into the recipient egg, and that only works in terms of a live of pregnancy and a live birth fewer than 1% of the time. So that was the study that was going on more than 10 years ago. These Dolly sisters are now between 7 and 9 years old. So the idea was, so they were created a little less than a decade ago, and see as they grew older, did they develop not only arthritis, but also heart disease and type 2 diabetes, both of which are also diseases of aging. And the short answer, the bottom line is, these four clones show no evidence of accelerated aging.
Huh. Now, if I remember correctly, Dolly also had some shortening of her chromosomes, of telomeres, is that right? I mean, and that was raising concerns. Did they find something similar in these other sheep?
Right. So telomeres are the ends of chromosomes, and they have been associated, or they're thought to be markers of aging. When telomeres get shorter, we are getting older, and we are biologically older. So these scientists from the University of Nottingham did not do those molecular tests. They did not assess the length of the telomeres and the chromosomes of these four sheep, nor did they do another test that might have looked at whether something about the cloning process messes up the DNA, and that's called looking for epigenetic markers. So it could still be that these four cloned sheep have a sort of on a genetic or a molecular time bomb inside them that has not gone off yet. And again, using the 8 human years to 1 sheep year metric, these animals are now the equivalent of 56 to 72 human years. So it hasn't gone off yet, but that doesn't mean it won't eventually. But we can say that they've reached well into middle age and even early old age with no sign of aging prematurely.
So steps forward, but still a lot of unanswered questions. The science continues. That's Sharon Begley, senior science writer for STAT, our weekly partners in health and medicine. Sharon, thanks.
Thank you, Meghna.
It's Here and Now.